Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Domatec, second day of the show, and I'm in the Clausen space with John Rietveld, the CEO of I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a year since I interviewed you here at this show last year. Many of my listeners would know that you're one of the three players in the intellectual property business, in the flooring business. Your business is doing very well. You actually introduced the drop lock system. I think you filed a patent in 2009. You introduced it here at Domatec in 2014, and it's one of the click systems in the marketplace, and business is going well for that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I think that when we started to promote a drop lock, predominantly on the short side, that came really an important component of more sales for our manufacturers and distributors because of the easiness of installation. And at the same time, for the manufacturers, it gave the advantage that they didn't need any additional investment, but could profile it on their present machine. So it was actually a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's less investment to be able to manufacture this click system?
Exactly. You can use a normal profiling line, and like any other profile, you need tooling. But that's normal business for manufacturers.
Right. Okay. All right. So there've been several press announcements that we've run on Floor Daily. You've been in the news. One of them is this change in branding, and I guess it's because you're extending into other intellectual property areas. And so it used to be called Innovations for Flooring, and now it's just I4F, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's just I4F. First of all, it is a shorter name, and it sounds easier, but it is also a meaning behind. We believe that we had to expand our scope of the intellectual property to other segments, to other areas of the flooring, material compositions, surface treatment, manufacturing processes. So yeah, we changed the name and we announced several partnerships. I must admit that all the announcements of our company and our colleagues must have confused the market a little bit. I apologize for that. Sometimes the IP people think that is the most important item for a flooring panel. But at the end of the day, it is about the flooring itself, and we are just supporting the development of that.
Yeah. So I guess what you're saying is that in some instances there's real news, and in other instances they're just chatter to kind of mask the real news, is what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes it has the feeling if you go to a zoo, you see there the gorillas next to each other, and one is banging harder on his chest than the other. But the announcements we made had to do with expansion of our partnerships we have with some very important manufacturers in the market.
So you started last year, you announced the Clausen partnership, that's we're here in their space now, and then you've added more over the course of the last year.
Yeah, that's correct. We first partnered with Clausen because we thought their IP, continuous R&D for locking and predominantly on the fold-down drop lock area, was complementary to us, but that was not the end. We continued looking at what to add to our portfolio. And in the course of 2017, we added a portfolio of Windmüller patents for the United States, which was represented by a company called Cowon, who owned 50% of those patent rights. And more recently, like this week, we have announced partnerships with Kronospan, biggest MDF, HDF manufacturer in the world, also one of the biggest in laminate production, as well as Windmüller for the European Windmüller patent rights, which describes a core PVC, or the core is made of PVC, and an expansion of the partnership with Clausen, because Clausen didn't only develop in locking, but they have a very broad area of IP, going from manufacturing processes, digital printing, laminate processes, up to composition of materials.
Mm-hmm. So your Kronospan partnership is not about locking system. It's beyond that.
It's beyond that. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you would look to their portfolio, probably locking is the smallest part. There are patents for the furniture industry. There are patents, actually very strong patents, for wall panels, because we believe that the wall would be an additional area for the flooring manufacturers. The materials are the same, and it's a different application. And a lot of manufacturing processes.
So this process of developing and maintaining patents is very expensive. There's a lot of filings that have to be done in all these different countries. So that's your forte, right?
Yeah, that's obviously a very important component of our cost structure. I think the good thing of that is that you're obliged to think what is important and what is not important. If you just file patents for the, you know, for the lack of a patent, that's not good. I think with the filter, and this is what we hope we can bring to those partners, the filter we need to apply is that we look what can be commercially translated into a added value for our customers.
You know, I know this is a stupid question to ask because you wouldn't tell me now since this is a interview, but what's the latest technology on the horizon?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the transition in general from long side locking to short side locking, and I would say there is an enormous amount of development in composition of materials of the board. And I think we have not seen the end there. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot going on and we are working on quite some developments. Yeah, and obviously the way how you treat the surface. I sincerely believe that today there are only a few manufacturers who do digital printing to make really flexible and to, you know, make the cost price also lower. Yeah, and that will be next phases in commercial applications.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you still continuing to seek partnerships in 2018?
We definitely do. We're also in discussion with still two other ones. Important is obviously it should not become like a shop with no racks. Right. We have segmented our IP in different areas and it needs to add value also to us. I don't think it makes sense, both not for our partners as for us, to double, you know, certain areas of IP. So if it adds a competence, yeah, because you have laminate, you have wood, you have vinyl, you know, surface, manufacturing, and if we can add that to a cluster, that would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, very interesting. And it's good to spend time with you again. Been talking to John Rietveld, the CEO of IF4, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.